Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We are in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the founder, CEO, and owner of Foodum.com, Cash Raymond. Foodum is a B2B online marketplace that connects wholesale food buyers and food distributors, and it was featured in Killer Startups and Crunchbase. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Cash.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, Cash, I have to say this is the first time I've ever introduced this guest, but our research team found a post on Foodum's website that said you were, and I quote, bouncing out of your seat to appear on Leaders Portfolio.
Well, any media coverage is good coverage for a brand new startup.
So I think that's the first time we've gotten the bouncing out of your seat quote. That's good. I love that. And so I'm hoping, I'll have to ask you at the end of the interview if it was as good as you expected.
Sure, definitely.
All right. So Cash Raymond here with us, the founder, CEO, and owner of Foodum.com. Now, you founded this business in 2009 after working in the food service industry for 9 years and seeing what didn't work. So let's start, before we get to your model, with what you thought wasn't working.
Well, I started this business because my experience comes from food distribution industry. I worked in the industry learning the business from how the warehouse operations work, how the items are packed and shipped to operators like restaurants, per se. So, you know, learning the business from that side and then applying that into government sales, trying to increase the business. So my experience comes not only from running the business day to day, but also on the sales side of this business. So me being there 6 years, I grew the company specializing in government contracts from $2 million to $12 million in 6 years. So that was the distribution side of things that I saw. While I was there, I had the opportunity to own my own internet cafe / restaurant, and that's where I saw the services side of things, you know, how the operator runs the business. And that's when I saw the pain these operators go through, these restaurant owners or purchasing managers go through on a day-to-day basis, placing their food orders. You know, it's a very time-consuming process, and 9 out of 10 times, you don't get the competitive prices that you're looking for. So I envisioned Foodum at that instance. And, you know, as you said, 2009 is when we started the development on this process. We did a whole market study, a feasibility study through surveys and food shows. And in late 2010, we launched what is called now Foodum.com.
And you, so you didn't have kind of a tech website design background. You had more of a, I know what this problem is, I know how to solve it background.
Yeah, so my experience wasn't at all on the tech side. My experience was on capturing what the problem was and defining it to a technology team and coming with a solution which could help both operators on the business side and also the sellers on the, you know, getting the procured product out to the market.
And so so you designed this website. So you had to hire somebody, or did you know somebody, to design what you thought would be a great kind of concept?
Yes, definitely. I actually went with a local company here in D.C. called AmericanEagle.com. They did a feasibility study on my website. So it was very hands-on, you know, letting them know what I wanted on the seller side, the functionality, and also the process should be user-friendly for any business owner, because it's a B2B site, to easily understand what we are trying to do and place their orders and take advantage of a process, you know, in creation.
How did you get the first signups? That had to be hard.
Yeah, definitely. We started the process by going to the sellers first. You know, we knew that there's a need for buyers to use a product like this because ultimately it would help them lower the food cost and also expedite their process so they can spend more time running their business. So we started on the seller side. So we did a lot of surveys. We went out to a lot of sellers. I had built a lot of relationships working in food distribution with different food distributors. So I went to a lot of sellers in each food category, seafood, produce, canned products, paper goods, and asked them if this is something that they would use. if this is something that they would use on a day-to-day basis to get orders mm-hmm. for their business. And, you know, the outcome was, or the enthusiasm that I got from these sellers was phenomenal. They were excited. They wanted a way to directly compete with big guys like Cisco and U.S. Foods that, you know, has 50% of the market share in food distribution nationwide, you know. So these guys were looking for ways to increase business without spending a lot of time and money on marketing, right? So we developed relationships with them, got LOIs, letter of intents signed from them that they would sign up as a distributor once we have our platform ready. And once we got enough LOIs, that's when we decided to go ahead and start the development process. And that's when I started looking for a team that would build this project for me.
Excellent. And this was from your you got a master's, right? Business school master's?
I actually have a bachelor's in decision information systems from University of Maryland at College Park from the business school.
And that taught you business planning?
Definitely. You know, how to write business plans, you know, strategizing, doing the correct marketing study, making sure that there's a need, there's a problem that needs to be fixed, and then come up with a implementation plan to actually implement it and make it live.
And so then you launched Foodum.com. We're speaking with the founder, CEO, and owner, Cash Raymond. And you launched it, and you probably sat there and thought, can't wait for my first sale. So how quickly did that happen?
Well, we launched the site, as I said, last November, but we started the branding process way before that. We started with a blog site, which is blog.foodum.com, and we started talking about the food industry in general, you know, talking to, you know, operators, talking to sellers, getting their opinion on, you know, what might would be the perfect feature mm-hmm. for you to use on Foodum.com, right? So we got a lot of feedback from the community on the both seller side and the operator buyer side. And using that knowledge, we, you know, made sure that, you know, we had enough time to get that knowledge from these operators and sellers so we can refine our project or our processes and make it live in a way that it helps the B2B community. And when we launched in November, we had already branded ourselves to a public or to an area in the DC area where people knew about us, mm-hmm. you know. So launching the product at that time helped us
get sales
quicker. Yes,
excellent. And explain. And this model for Foodum.com is you're really doing a lot of regional sales, but now you're kind of expanding because of the web to anywhere. Explain
yeah.
that to me.
So we are in public beta in the Washington DC metropolitan area, and you know, we have buyers that are signing up nationwide. You know, we have specialty goods sellers, we have distributors, we have farms that have signed up from all over the U.S. And that tells us that there's a need for a product like this for sellers to get their product out in front of buyers. Then we have buyers from almost each and every category. We have hotels, we have universities, we have D.C. government that has signed up as a buyer. We have restaurants, we have daycares, catering companies. So, you know, it's a broad range of mm-hmm. buyers that are coming on and expressing to us that, you know, this is something that they would like to use if we were to expand our market reach and the base of sellers, the different types of sellers that we envision on our platform one day.
Interesting. And we're speaking with the founder, CEO, and owner of Foodum.com. Now, talk about some of the challenges you faced in starting Foodum. Maybe some that you didn't expect.
The biggest challenge that I would say that I faced was finding the right development team to build the project, the product. I didn't have a technology background. So, you know, I wanted to find the right co-founder that had the technology background that could scale this or built it the way I had envisioned it. Mm-hmm. So that was the biggest challenge, finding the right co-founder on the technology side. And we got extremely lucky and found the right fit. And this person has taken us to the next level.
And so how has, do you think the problems with the economy, the poor economy right now, does that have any bearing on your business? Do you think therefore kind of food buyers are getting rid of salespeople and they therefore want to kind of go to an online model to save costs?
I wouldn't say food buyers are getting rid of salespeople. They don't have salespeople to begin with. It's the food sellers.
I'm sorry. Apologize. Yeah.
Food sellers. It's the food sellers that have salespeople. I think we haven't quite made a dent that far where, you know, sellers would start, you know, minimizing their sales force. But that's the idea. The idea is for sellers to give them a platform where they get most of the sales through Foodum.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to juggle this the right way. It's a catch-22. We need to have the right amount of sellers, the right amount of competition in each food category, seafood, produce, you know, the list goes on. And we have to have the right amount of buyers coming to our site, you know, so that there's enough exchange and competition for Foodum to grow, you know, the way we have envisioned it. So, you know, getting rid of salespeople, I would say that's far-fetched, but our goal is ultimately for sellers to lower their food costs because their overhead is going to go down.
Yeah.
Because if they get rid of a few salespeople or a person that's taking orders over the phone, because now they're getting orders through Foodum, their overhead goes down. That ultimately brings the food cost down, and then the savings are seen on the buyer side.
Excellent. Founder, CEO, and owner of Foodum. And when we get back, Cash, I want to talk to you about, you started an internet cafe restaurant in D.C., and then you sold it. So when we return, we're going to talk about that venture as well as your leadership philosophy.
Okay.
Back on Leaders Portfolio after the break, I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and really excited because we're in the midst of our Leaders Portfolio Award competition. And this idea came from you guys. It came from the community where you said, you know what? You know, Leaders Portfolio, you picked this CEO, but I think I've got this great client who should be, you know, interviewed. And so we said, you know what, let's create some type of leadership awards where we look positively at corporate leadership and ethics. And you can apply for a competition for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. And we encourage you to nominate or apply. Apply yourself. We'll be back after this on Leaders Portfolio.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here on Leaders Portfolio with Cash Raymond, founder, CEO, and owner of Foodum.com. Now, Cash, before owning Foodum.com, you opened an internet cafe and restaurant in the D.C. area. You started this from scratch. Talk about, I think your concepts for this were really interesting. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, you know, while I was at the distribution company, the food distribution company, I definitely saw this one restaurant that was for sale in College Park, Maryland, and, you know, went to school there. So I really had a, you know, I really knew the area, and I really wanted to own a restaurant per se or an internet cafe in that area. So I did my marketing study, worked with the city of College Park, and found out that one of the major coffee players wasn't allowed in that area till 07. So, you know, that marketing study really paid out. With the help of City of College Park, we did the menu planning. We did, you know, our entire architecture planning for the restaurant, came up with the menu, and designed it around the under 21 crowd. You know, while we did our study, we found that there was no outlet for kids, young kids that were under 21. Either they went to bars with a fake ID or drank in their dorms, and they didn't have an outlet to come and hang out and party. So, you know, the concept literally started with, you know, having some flat screen TVs and making sure that we have a snack menu, Wi-Fi, so people could, kids could bring their laptops and maybe do their homework. And it kind of literally took off from there where, you know, we, this crowd that was under 21 saw us as a place where they could come and, you know, finish their homework. And then not only that, have a little snack. And then, you know, it evolved from there where we decided that we would change our hours of operation and open up late afternoon and leave it open till late evening, because most of the bar crowd, when the bars let out at 1 a.m., came to our restaurant to eat. So the idea pretty much took off, and you know, we were also featured on Diamondback, which is University of Maryland newspaper. You know, from there, I'd ran the restaurant for two and a half years while keeping my full-time job. And, you know, the concept was well taken by faculty, by students around University of Maryland. So all in all, it was a very good experience for me to start something important to me, which is Foodum.com.
And what's interesting about, in my opinion, like a coffee shop, is what's hard is you're making $2 on a coffee off of someone who might stay there for 4 hours. Right. And so you eventually have to, I mean, so food obviously makes sense, right? Because how do you maximize on a customer with that kind of revenue?
Well, we maximized because we charged for Wi-Fi, you know.
Okay.
We charged for Wi-Fi, and then we also offered them other options while they were there. So, you know, we had, as I said, flat screen TVs, and we had game competitions. We had fraternity and sorority rushes at our restaurant. So, you know, it was seen more of a hangout place where kids wanted to participate in different activities, so they were always spending money.
Okay. Which, yeah. So that's makes it uniquely situated.
Uniquely situated around four bars, so we got a lot of that crowd as well.
Yep. Okay, great. Cash Raymond, founder, CEO, and owner of Foodum.com. We talked earlier, he received his bachelor's from the University of Maryland in Management, Science, and Statistics, which is why he then opened the Internet Cafe and Restaurant in D.C. I want to ask you, Cash, what's your overall leadership philosophy?
I think leadership is definitely something that you learn while you're in school, but at the same time, you also pick up from a very young age. I think it's it depends on your upbringing. My background definitely has been in operations, working with my dad. My dad is in construction. So I learned the operations side of things and leadership type of things from a very early age. You know, working in the services industry, talking to people on a day-to-day basis, managing people. So I think it's something that definitely you pick up at a very, very early age. And you know, it's something that defines a person. You know, people look up to you if you have a very good leadership style. And also, I think you learn this from people that you manage, the people that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, I would say a lot of my leadership qualities and a lot of leadership qualities that I've known, mentors that I've talked to, come up from the people that you work with on a day-to-day basis.
How have you messed up as a leader?
many times. You know, it's a game, I would say, that you play, when you're running a business. You know, one day you might be very happy the way you're running things. You're talking to your employees. You have signed up a very good customer for your website. And the next day, you know, you might lose a very good customer. And then you reflect back on your management style. You reflect back on, you know, maybe I did this wrong, and maybe I would fix it the next time I'll go out and get a similar client. So, you know, it's a process that, you know, you reflect on and learn on day-to-day basis.
And, Kash, one of the things about Foodum.com I don't think I mentioned yet is that the way you make revenue off of it is, and Foodum is an online marketplace that connects wholesale food buyers with food distributors. The way you make revenue is a 2% commission for each order processed through the website. So you're charging that commission to the seller of the food.
Yes, I'll elaborate that a little bit. We actually connect wholesale food distributors, specialty good sellers, and farms with wholesale food buyers. So a wholesale food buyer could be a restaurant, could be a daycare, could be a country club or a hotel or a catering company. And we charge the seller. So, you know, any of these sellers, like I said, farms, specialty good sellers, and the small and mid-sized distributors, they put their catalog on our website. So we get them, the buyers, by marketing Foodum to the buyer community. And we charge 2% commission for each order that's processed on our website to the seller. We have other revenue models as well. Buyers is absolutely free. They don't pay a penny to use us. On the seller side, we also have unique storefronts for sellers. So for example, you are a vendor selling chicken, and you know it's ABC Chicken, and you can buy a storefront from us, which would be foodum.com/ABC Chicken, and you can market that to your buyers, and they would in turn come to that website and make purchases.
So one of the challenges that you have as founder, CEO of foodum.com is figuring out, is that a good model there? Do I adjust it? Do I charge less, right, commission? Do I, do I charge the buyers? Or how do I, you know, you have to kind of, you're tweaking that as we speak.
We are constantly refining that. You know, we have some really good models in works where, you know, we are coming up with a platinum or a subscription model for buyers, where we offer them free accounting service. We offer them analytics where, you know, the information they would get as to how much they're spending on a weekly basis on a certain product. So they can tweak their menu maybe. And those services we would charge on a subscription basis to the buyers. Also on the seller side, we have a few models that we are experimenting with certain sellers, and see which model would work.
And you're interested now in, you've been talking to angels,
angel
investors potentially.
Yes, we are.
And why would you consider that route versus bootstrapping?
Well, we are bootstrapped completely so far. You know, we are alive in the D.C. metro area, as I said, and we haven't taken a single penny in funding. But I think we are at a point where we need to grow fast, you know, before competition comes in and, ruins our party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to raise appropriate amount of funding to hire people on the sales side, and also increase our marketing budget, so we can reach the masses faster, not only in the D.C. area, mm-hmm. but leverage it out to other areas nationwide.
Excellent, excellent. And so part of that is knowing that, man, another competitor could come in on this idea.
Oh, definitely. You know, there's, startups that are being launched in the food business, on a daily basis. We are extremely lucky that most of those models are on the B2C side, so they're going after consumers. But definitely, you know, nobody's stopping anybody from coming up with a idea like mine and launching this, pretty soon. So we're definitely in the market to raise our first round of funding.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for being with us, Kash. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure. You can cut that out.
Founder, CEO, and owner of Foodum.com, Kash Raymond, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. It's audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here in studio. And of course, you can find Kash in the audiocast on leadersportfolio.com, as well as a bio and a link to his website. Now, Kash, before we go, I have to ask you one thing.
I said earlier that you're bouncing out of your seat to appear on Leader's Portfolio. Was it as good as you thought?
Definitely. I think this is going to get us the media coverage that we need. The type of buyers and sellers that are going to listen to this are mostly business community. So I think this is going to help us definitely.
Thanks for being on, Cash.
You're welcome.
Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here with us. And I want to thank these supporters of leadership who help us provide content like Cash's interview, Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. Want to thank them so much for being committed to Leaders Portfolio and caring about providing amazing leadership content so that people could make better decisions. And as a whole, you can do something positive for the community, especially the last few years. I know the corporate community has been pretty hit a lot in the media, and some of it rightly so. But there are also many business leaders who are doing good leadership practices, some ethical things, hopefully a lot of ethical things. And so we appreciate our sponsors who encourage a discussion to at least try to arrive at these types of ideas. And also, we have started the Leaders Portfolio Awards. We started last year, and that allowed businesses across the D.C. area to compete and put and showcase their business and say, you know what, I am a leadership business, or I am a business leader, and here's what I'm doing. I'm giving back to the community. I'm mentoring. I'm being a mentored, etc. And so send an application in. And so maybe you know a business like that, or maybe you know a rising business leader, an employee who's been amazing. We really appreciate it. We had everything from startups to large companies apply in the past, and some win. And so we're doing that competition again. We encourage you to apply. You can find details at leadersportfolio.com. On Leaders Portfolio, I want to thank our senior producer, Dr. Ohlers, the production team, Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, and Tara. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you, what's in your portfolio?